Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. The state is seeking to hire a contractor to assess and respond to groundwater contamination from firefighting foams. Water-based foams containing perfluorinated or PFAS compounds have been detected at several sites around Alaska, including in the Fairbanks and North Pole areas, and more are anticipated statewide, especially around airports. The State Department of Transportation Northern Region has issued a request for proposals for environmental and engineering services at state-owned properties like airports the DOT is responsible for. DOT Statewide Aviation PFAS Coordinator Samantha Loud says the goal is to understand and address impacts of PFAS contamination.
There are a lot of unknowns of potential impacts, so we're just really focusing efforts on establishing a contract so we know what that looks like moving forward.
Loud stresses that there may be sites where PFAS ground contamination has yet to be identified.
We don't have any idea of the scope, but we do know that if there is any need for a response in the future, we don't have sufficient staffing required to respond. So at this time, we are focusing our efforts to establish a statewide contract to help us understand impacts and then the response if needed.
PFAS groundwater contamination in Alaska first became an issue at and around Eielson Air Force Base in 2015. Air Force provided property owners with affected wells with alternate water supplies. But a local business is suing. Moose Creek Lodge is suing over $30,000 related to water system damage and loss of business, as well as over $100,000 in punitive damages. A range of human health effects, including increased cancer risk, have been tied to PFAS exposure. The trial for a 24-year-old Fairbanks man accused of killing one man and critically injuring another man during a 2016 bar fight will start on Monday. Jury selection began Tuesday morning and was completed Wednesday. Tevin Alonzo Davis is charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and second-degree weapons misconduct, all felonies. Davis is accused of shooting 27-year-old Michael Hodges in the chest after two groups of people got into a fight at Bojangles nightclub on September 4, 2016. The fight spilled out into the parking lot after shots were fired inside the club, and Hodges, aged 27, of Fairbanks, was shot at about 2:30 a.m. He died at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital a short time later. Jesse Craig Anderson of Fairbanks was shot through the torso after he came to Hodges' aid. Anderson underwent emergency surgery and was able to speak to Fairbanks police 4 days later. Davis was an active duty soldier at Fort Wainwright at the time of the shooting. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Kevin Baird.